KNKX's Dick Stein has been torching it up and loving it. But food commentator Nancy Leeson is still not convinced that's such a hot idea. Let the flame wars begin on today's Food for Thought.
Okay, Nance, I don't know about you, but whenever I have a recipe that ends with the phrase, finish under the broiler, I get this sinking feeling. I can never get it to work right. It's really hard to line up whatever it is you got, or it may be too big for the broiler, and you can't really see, and parts of it wind up burned, other parts don't get any broiler effect.
Well, that's why we have toaster ovens, Stein.
Well, I don't have a toaster oven. So just over the weekend, I realized I had gone through the last of a giant package of parchment paper that my sister Debbie had given me. And I thought, well, I'll go down to the restaurant supply and get another box. It'll last me for the rest of my life at this point. And so, of course, I can't go into a restaurant supply and come out with just the one thing that I...
It's like going into Costco for me.
And while I was there, what should I see but a butane kitchen torch? And I said, I want one. I was going to make the Deb Perelman oven ribs. And that's a recipe where she says you can finish under the broiler. And I thought, okay, let me give this a try. And those ribs go for 6 hours at very low temperature. And I torched them when they came out of the oven, and they looked great. I'm going to make a pizza tonight. And I can never get that charred look on the crust like you get at a real pizzeria. So I'm going to hit it with a torch. Is that cheating? Yes, and I do not care.
So in that case, you'll just like put a little olive oil around the outside and hit it? Or is it the cheese that you're wanting to?
I'm going
to
do it all. I'm going to melt the cheese a little bit more, and then I'm going to lightly go over the crust and put a couple of like fake char marks on it. I looked it up to see what else you can do with a kitchen torch, and a lot of stuff I would never have thought of.
I'm listening.
It's great for, you know, when you need to char the skin of a pepper. I've been putting them over the burner and turning them, and it's awkward, and sometimes they fall through, you know, to remove
them. Okay, well, stop for a minute.
What?
I mean, I have huge BTUs on my burner, and I find that's a really easy way of doing it. So why would this be better than just...
I do the same thing on my gas burner. But then sometimes you get flakes dripping through there, and you got to keep turning it and everything. I think this will be easier. I haven't done it yet. So there's that. You can sprinkle a little sugar over your oatmeal and blast it with a torch and give it a kind of a creme brulee finish. What about onion soup? You know, when you finish with the crouton and the cheese, finish under the broiler. Oh, no, not with a torch. You can do that. You can glaze a ham. There's something you can do with cocktails. I don't know what. I never do anything like that. You can weld plastic. You could light your cigar with it. It's amazing. So that's my deal.
Stein. What? Okay. So let's talk for a minute about what your wife does. She does fine jewelry. She's a welder. You've got these...
Nah, she's got two kinds of torches. One has a little teensy-weensy, eensy flame that might brown a mushroom if it was a small one. And then the other kind would blast a hole through armor plates. So,
you know, the thing that I don't like is that taste that these various torches impart. It's like when I'm in a sushi bar and they're torching my fine fish, I want to say, please stop, don't do that.
Here's the thing. You're getting that flavor because of uncombusted gas. The flame may not be adjusted properly. It should be entirely blue with no yellow in it. And whatever it is that you're torching should be 3 or 4 inches away from the end of the blue part of the flame.
I'm still not convinced.
I'm going to let you know how it all works out, and you're going to want one. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Standing by for a full report.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I fell into a ring of fire.
Stein.